Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by GUDCorps. Back in 1989, the sequel to Back to the Future, Back to the Future 2, saw the heroes travel in the oh-so-distant future of 2015. Since that's only a half a year away, you're probably wondering why some of the cool stuff that they predicted still isn't in our hands yet. Like that really cool hovering skateboard. Well, here are five things that are really close. Like vertical takeoff and landing cars. The military is actually working on one, although it's not technically a car. It's a drone with a heavy lifting capability that could carry and detach cargo vehicles and pods full of supplies. Remember the Mr. Fusion that ran on top of the DeLorean? We'll probably never be able to just throw random trash into a tank and have it run our vehicles, but there is such a thing as biogas, which is created from the breakdown of biodegradable materials. Cars that can run on that are probably not too far off. Commonplace biometrics. In the movie, people use their thumbprints just about everywhere to do everything like pay for stuff. Well, you know we're really close to that. In the movie, they had display screens you could roll up like a piece of paper. Multi-TV screens and TVs with weird shapes. In the real world, there are already flexible displays on phones, and new technology allows TV companies to make a TV or a display in any shape they want. Sadly, however, this is one that actually doesn't look like it's going to come true, and I had already mentioned it earlier about the hoverboard. In 2010, a French artist named Niles Gardien built a replica of the hoverboard and actually made it hover. But he used magnets. It couldn't move or bear any weight. And that's my commentary brought to you by GUDCorps, who are running great 4th of July specials. And if you'd like to learn more about those specials or the really cool veterans that run the joint, go to gun-corps.com. That's C-O-R-P-S. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.